Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of imaginative prayer. Now, this practice was developed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s to help people come to know Jesus through imaginative interaction with Scripture. As we place ourselves in the gospel stories, God meets and interacts with each of us personally and uniquely. We become a participant in the story and then continue in the story in our heart, mind, imagination, spirit, and body after the reading ends. Now, we currently find ourselves in the season of Lent, which is the 40 days, not including Sundays, from Ash Wednesday to the Saturday before Easter. This season in the church calendar is often described as a time of preparation and an opportunity to go deeper with God and ourselves as we remember Jesus' death and resurrection. And so over these 6 weeks, we have been practicing imaginative prayer with passages about Jesus' final days. Today, we're going to place ourselves in the story of Jesus' death from Matthew 27, 45 through 55. I'll be reading through this story 4 separate times, inviting you during each reading to listen and to pay attention to something specific as we ultimately move towards finding ourselves in the story. And so I invite you now to slow down, to begin to take some deep breaths, and to cultivate awareness within. Remember today that God is with you, even now, the God who loves you and is so tender and kind towards you. During this first reading, I want you to simply listen to the story. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. During the second reading, I want you to listen again, and this time pay attention to more detail. What's the setting like? What time of day is it? What are the mood and the atmosphere like? How do you notice people interacting with one another? From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all of the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Now, during the third reading, I want you to begin to feel yourself in that place. Allow yourself to find yourself in the story. Who or what are you? Are you a person? What are you doing, thinking, or feeling? Use your senses. What are the sounds and smells? What are the emotions that rise up in you or in those around you? From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. And about 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. During the final reading, I want you to experience the story as the person or object you identify with. This time, allow yourself to fully be there, to fully be in it. And when the reading ends, let the story continue to unfold within you, in your imagination, your mind, and heart, as the person or the object that you are, until you hear me say, Amen. From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Amen. Now, I want to invite you to take some time and to consider your experience. Where exactly did you find yourself in this story and why? How did you relate to this story? Did it stir up some sort of specific thoughts or feelings? What we're trying to do here is to consider the possible significance for us today. So maybe spend some time journaling about it. What might God be saying or inviting you into as a result of your experience? Now, I'll give you a few moments to do this, and as always, if you need more time, just push pause. I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into your day and your week. Pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal itself to you.